Morning, Emmanuel. Today, we will be discussing the deadly sin of sloth. Our main passage today will be Proverbs 13:4. Proverbs 13:4 says, "The soul of a lazy man desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made rich." Let us pray. Lord, reveal to us your word this morning, that we might understand and follow your will, that you might be working in our lives to soften our hearts, leading us to recognize the areas in our lives that we are holding from you and your purpose, that we might live our lives in a way that we would grow to know you, know and love you more and more each and every day. Amen. Amen. As we see in this passage, how Solomon is warning against laziness. It brings ruin upon the lazy man, causing him to lust and have desires for others' possessions. In contrast, how the wise and righteous is diligent and aware of his time and resources and is a good steward of what God has gifted him. Sloth asks the question, what is the least amount of work and effort I need to put in? This involves work, family, community, church, and even God. Sloth asks, what is the least I can do and still get by? We live in a culture focused on working hard, maximizing our productivity to get ahead, keeping so busy in every moment of our lives that we can forget the important things in our lives. Our culture makes luxuries to save us time and energy, causing us to work harder to acquire these luxuries. We embrace the idea that we need the next luxury, thinking it will give us more free time and energy. But in reality, we fill that what time we have with more stuff, requiring more time and more energy to manage that stuff. As a culture, we see free time as the greatest good. We can also see sloth in our culture through the rejection of responsibility and the constant pursuit of free handouts. We also see sloth feeds boredom. Many of us try to fill our boredom with social media, the constant stimulation of scrolling to the next thing time and time again, leading us into a deeper boredom and slothfulness, losing sight of our purpose in life. Today, I want to look at three different types of sloth: physical sloth, emotional sloth, and spiritual sloth. First, let's look at physical sloth. Physical sloth is the act of avoiding and pursuing laziness out of an abundance of free time, a lack of discipline, and a lack of desire to use that time well. Our culture enjoys taking it easy, vegging out behind screens, and enjoying our free time of isolation after a hard day's work, or maybe an easy one, setting aside the things that truly matter, like caring for our families and our neighbors. Behind the busyness of our culture is a desire to become slothful, seeking comforts, pleasures as the end goal. A slothful man may live a very busy life, but he does just enough to get by, enjoying his comforts. He performs his basic duties, but comfort is what he's craving all day long. And so, he may have a full schedule, but he doesn't want his busy schedule interrupted by people who have needs. He just wants to get the things done so he can get back to living his life of comfort. Physical sloth can also disguise itself in the busyness of our lives, keeping us busy with the things that don't have true purpose, pursuing or pulling us away from things that matter most, like God. When there's an important thing that we have that we're dreading that comes up, we suddenly find all these other little things that become urgent, like mowing the lawn, vacuuming, or taking something to Goodwill. Sloth is the failure to do what needs to be done when it needs to be done. Does our day-to-day grind push us to set aside these important goals that we know we need to get done? Or do we face the scary important things head-on? Proverbs is full of warnings against sloth and laziness. We see in Proverbs 10:4 that lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. As humans, we don't work to live. We live to work. God created us with a purpose, and part of that purpose is to work. We see in Genesis that God instructed Adam and Eve to cultivate the garden. Work is a part of paradise, not a part of sin as our society would like us to think it is. The model God set before us was to work 6 long, hard days, and after working those hard days, to take a day of rest. As Americans, we see the pinnacle of good, desiring to have free time, and spend it in meaningless pleasure and hobbies. And with that free time, we look forward to, what do we do with it? Do we just fill it with more stuff and fading pleasures, or do we invest it in godly things, like our families, neighbors, and church? How do we live our lives each day? Is it cultivating the person we are? If we cultivate slothfulness, we are encouraging apathy and purposefulness to grow in our hearts as it pulls us out of our family and community and also pulls us from God. Emotional or intellectual sloth. Emotional and intellectual sloth robs us from the desire to learn and grow in our abilities and gifts. This type of sloth leads to depression, feeling sorry for oneself, and feeling down and unmotivated. The act of idleness. Doing nothing, the earth collapses in. The world becomes all about me and my self-pity, robbing me of joy and my desire to learn and grow. Proverbs 21:25-26 compares the fruit of slothfulness and the fruit of righteousness. The desire of the lazy man kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. Craving leads him to covet what others are. He covets greedily all day long, but the righteous gives and does not spare. Emotional or intellectual sloth is searching for an escape from purpose through cravings, leading him to covet what others have, feeling stuck in his place of greed. Sloth gives to a mind state that gives rise to boredom, restlessness, and apathy, and a passive, sluggish mentality in life, physically displaying itself through laziness and idleness. Proverbs 15:9 tells us how the lazy man entraps himself. The lazy man is like a hedge of thorns, but the way of the upright is a highway. The slothful person falls into depression and hope and feels hopeless in his efforts to get out of his hedge of thorns he put himself into. Our Western world, through therapy, tells us to embrace our self-pity, encouraging us to accept our slothfulness and blame others for our shortcomings, failures, and sins, rather than taking responsibility for our own actions. For example, in school, there's a student who crams studies to complete the test or assignment and get a good grade. But later on in that class, or possibly in a future class, that lack of willingness to take the time to learn the concepts will come back to that student. Trying to get out of work, the student creates more work and possibly future failure. This lifestyle is devoid of love of God, and neighbor, and even of future self, focusing only on the short term without a thought for the long-term effects. Slothfulness easily fills the gaps in our days. Do we have a mission and purpose for each moment, or do I let the time slip into the void and be lost? Sloth is the blending together of nights without number. Evenings I can't distinguish due to the meaningless and idleness of the evening, robbing me of time without me ever noticing it. After watching a show for multiple hours, as it goes on, we feel as if it was meaningless. We feel emptiness, feeling that the day was ultimately meaningless. Wasting away the day, idling, feeling empty and bored, slipping into a state of distracted idleness, we sit and scroll, setting aside our duties to God, community, and church out of a lack of motivation. Living a life for myself is easy and comforting, but it is ultimately meaningless. Living a life for God is laying my life down, sacrificing my time and my pleasure for others is a life of purpose. A slothful person doesn't love his neighbor, the world, or God, because he never has the energy to do so. He might say he does, but do his actions say so? Am I always running a little bit late, hurrying to try to squeeze in a little bit extra, never completely being present where I am? Sloth causes a lack of purposeful direction, creates busyness out of little things to avoid facing the important things in life that need attention, attempting to push off or delay it, its fear to a failure. In other words, slothful people can be the most busy people, allowing life to run its course without intentionally choosing what needs to be done and when it needs to be done. Spiritual or moral sloth. A slothful person ends up indifferent to their duties and obligations to God. Through this indifference, they let their lives get in the way of the spiritual life, setting aside their time in the Bible, prayer, and eventually setting aside and rejecting God altogether out of a lack of motivation. Sloth is the desire to be free in all the wrong ways, free from purpose, discipline, and responsibilities, free of boredom and hard work. A slothful man is not only a lazy person, but he is irresponsible or unrighteous person who is undependable and becomes a burden to his family and his community. The end point of sloth is a willingness to engage in wicked and evil behavior. The result of sloth is not just a little slacking off, it's personal ruin in all areas of your life. Lazy theology leads to slothfulness in other areas of our life. We see Paul writes to the Thessalonians, warning against idleness due to false teaching and persecution, thinking that the day of the Lord was coming upon them, causing them to believe that their daily work was ultimately wouldn't matter, leading some of them to slothfulness and idleness, being a burden to the church, and being bad ambassadors of Christ to their community around them. We see this in 2 Thessalonians 3:10 through 15. For even when we were with you, we commanded you this: if anyone will not work, neither shall he eat. For we hear that some who walk among you are in disorderly manner, not working at all, but are busybodies. Now those who are such, we command and exhort through the Lord Jesus Christ that they will work in quietness and eat their own bread. But as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. And if anyone does not obey your word in this epistle, note that person and do not keep company with him, that he might be ashamed. Yet do not count him as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. Paul calls the Thessalonians out of falsehood, of sloth, and into a life of working hard for the Lord. Having the church keep its congregation accountable by admonishing him as a brother if he wouldn't turn from his slothful ways. Sloth tarnishes Christ's name in our community through our laziness and indifference towards others and our purpose in life. Sloth pulls us out of relationships, pointing out that relationships are difficult because children, spouses, and friends encroach on our resources and cause work, telling us it isn't worth it and we should take the easy path to isolation. Through this lie, it isn't worth it, sloth robs us of the greatest joy in life, our relationships with God and those around us. As Christians, we need to ask ourselves, in all aspects of our lives, are we clinging to comfort when God is calling us to greater things? In Colossians 3, 23 through 24, it says, we see that we do all things for the Lord and not for men. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not for man, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward for your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ. We become the people we are called to by staying in the mundane everyday work God requires us to steward our time and energy well, and to do this with joy and purpose. This quote from Timothy Keller paints a picture of God's desire for our work, that we might take the broken and disordered parts of life and make it new. Whenever we bring order out of chaos, whenever we draw creative potential, whenever we elaborate and unfold creation beyond where it was when we found it, we are following God's pattern of creative cultural development. As Christians, we are called to work hard to bring order out of chaos, bring beauty to the world, and shape the communities we're in, demonstrating God's creative design and beauty to those around us. As we consider sloth and the mismanagement of time and energy, we need to consider what resting in a godly way might look like. God created the Sabbath for man to keep us from becoming slaves to our work and to enjoy the fruits of our labor in our community with those around us, with family, our neighbors, and with God. Sabbath is important. Resting to make time for the important things like family is vital. But for some reason, working too hard isn't one of the deadly sins. But the polar opposite of it is sloth. And not adding value to the world goes against what we are created to do. God calls us to steward our downtime in our lives, making good use of all of our time. Staying under his yoke, showing the world Christ through our actions, and working hard in all that we do. Giving ourselves to God and others. Out of the busyness of our lives, do we slow down with a purpose to take time for God and our neighbor, bringing purpose to our lives? Or out of greed and self-pity, do we hoard time away into endless nights of isolation and comfort? We are busy, but are we busy with kingdom work? Let us pray a prayer from Sir Francis Drake. Disturb us, Lord, when we are too well pleased with ourselves, when our dreams have come true because we have dreamed too little, when we arrived safely because we sailed too close to the shore. Disturb us, Lord, when the abundance of things we possess, we have lost thirst for the waters of life. Having fallen in love with life, we have ceased to dream of eternity. And in our efforts to build a new earth, we have allowed our vision of the new heaven to dim. Disturb us, Lord, to dare more boldly to venture into wider seas, where storms will show your majesty, where, losing sight of land, we shall find the stars. We ask you to push back the horizons of our hopes and push into the future in strength, courage, and love. Amen. Let us sing, "This Is My Father's World."